Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
We doing it?
Oh. No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! It's bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's...
It's woke news on the Johnny B. Show.
Oh, yeah. What do we got for him? Big Willie style.
I love that so much.
I still love hearing it, too. It's my favorite. So I don't know if this really counts. I guess it depends on how you look at it. But it's just a unique story. And I'm interested to get everybody's take on it. Betting, sports betting. Everybody loves sports betting. We had it here for a little bit. The Hard Rock had an app, and that was great. And then they took it away from us. Maybe it'll be back down the line. And, you know, you bet on football games, basketball games, whatever. Maybe even the Olympics. Maybe even the Special Olympics. Yes, Bet Online, the offshore gambling website, is going to be the first to accept wagers on the outcome of Special Olympic events. Moving forward, sports fans will be able to place a bet on the event, which is due to take place in Berlin, Germany. Apparently, the Paralympics have already been covered by betting markets before. I just want to know, like, how are you going to explain that you're a handicapper for the Special Olympics? That's what I really want to know. I've been waiting for that joke all day long, and it got nothing. That is so sad.
You didn't even give us time. You immediately started talking after you made the joke.
I expected a roaring of laughter immediately.
Handicapper, nothing? Smiling. Nothing? Nothing? No jokes, yes. Handicapper?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I don't know, you know, how do you all, is it morally right to bet on this? I don't know. I don't know what to think about this.
It's fine.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Hold on. I have not attended one of these events, but from my understanding, there's no loser in the Special Olympics, right? Don't they all get like a trophy and a hug at the end of every race?
There's like a top three, just like any other Olympics.
I don't know. I used to date a girl that was a hugger, and she would volunteer every year to hug these folks, which kind of, after about 2 months of dating her, it made me feel a little bad about myself.
What
I was like, maybe she just felt
about?
Naturally inclined to hug me. Special Olympics, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Special Olympics.
Yeah. Like,
you know, special people.
So her job was just to hug them?
That's what they do. They have volunteers at the end of the race, and when they get to the end of the race, they get a hug. You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Oh, we're supposed to know that.
Jesus, people. Come on. This is a big chunk of Americana here. So I thought everybody won, you know?
I think it might be more prop bets.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm 100% in now. Now I'm 100% in. By the way.
Yeah.
Have you heard Shane Gillis's bit about the Special Olympics?
No.
It's amazing.
I don't think so.
It's amazing. He's not making fun of the participants in this. The whole bit, he goes, he just starts off, he goes, Special Olympics. And then people start laughing. He goes, hear me out. He goes, I totally love it. I think it's a great thing. And I'm not going to make fun of the Olympians. He goes, but whoever created that, that was a ballsy move. You know, he goes, some guy was sitting around a board meeting one day and he goes, all right, I say we race these MFers. And he goes, and they, after the crowd laughed for a little bit, he goes, No, seriously, man. The town over said they got the fastest ones. I say we settle it right now. I was like, oh, no.
I think it was one of the Kennedys, wasn't it? That created it?
He said, could you imagine if you pitched that idea to like your best friend before you went to the board meeting? And he said, your best friend would just be like, are you serious? Don't tell anybody about this idea. What are you crazy? Like, don't, you can't. Like,
that's what I mean. But, like, it's you can look at it, like, you can frame things in a positive light and you can frame it in a negative light.
Yeah.
Because some people are saying that this is, you know, it's questionable taste, you know, some people would say. And then you go, well, why? And you go, well, they're special. And you go, well, so? Who cares? Mm-hmm. So Bet Online was confident that it would help further raise awareness for the Special Olympics and improve its visibility.
Yeah.
That's one way to look at it. It depends on what the prop bets are.
It depends on what the prop bets are.
I don't think that should be a thing.
What do you mean, the prop bets?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, give it. Like,
yeah,
what,
well,
you
why
see,
don't you give me an example of a prop I'm going bet that to. You would take?
I'm going to. I'm not saying I'm going to do this at all. But I mean, I'm like, hungry. What if it's, you know, prop bets can be like, what color shirts are they going to come out in? Like stuff like
that's,
that. What color
that's
Gatorade?
Predetermined.
That's, oh, I'm giving an example here. I'm thinking of something that, like, not
give
what
a
you're
real
thinking.
Example. Give a real
okay,
example.
I got a real one.
What is
I got
a real,
real
example?
One.
You tell me.
I got one.
Let's hear it.
Instead of what color the Gatorade's going to be, how many tries to get the Gatorade in their mouth, the first person to drink Gatorade?
Yeah. I mean, that could be one. See, that's what everybody's thinking. It's like the negative thing. Like, Kelly, I know you're thinking of something, and you're thinking of something really bad.
It's not really
Please
bad.
Please say it. Kelly.
What? Falling.
Falling, yeah.
Falling before they pretty, make it to the finish line. What
they're
were
pretty
you
head
doing?
Heavy.
Oh, my God.
How many are, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like you can put the negative spin on it where it sounds bad, but it could also be things like,
So geez. For prop bets, does the house make the bet or can you like choose, Like, can you choose what you're betting on?
I think they have to make them. Okay. I think they have to make something to, because it could be, I don't know if they have a coin toss at some, like the Super Bowl. I'm thinking of the Super Bowl ones where it's like, what color Gatorade's going to be in the cooler? Is it going to be heads or tails? Odds or evens, like that type of stuff. So maybe it's stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, it can't be negative stuff like falling. Because that's
how long
bad,
will
that
the hug be?
At
the how long will the hugs be after the race?
Yeah, I don't. That yeah. seems
I don't
neutral.
Know if that's
I don't
a
know.
Thing. I've never heard of that before, and I've worked many a Special Olympic event, and I have.
Are you telling me the girl that I was dating
I think she was a member of the Helping Hands, and that's generally.
She was a participant.
Where the
you think she was banging
where
some
sex
of the
workers?
Olympians.
It's a charity. It's a charity.
So BetOnline also confirmed they will be donating $10,000 to a nonprofit organization supporting people with intellectual disabilities after the conclusion. This is the first time the Special Olympics will have been held since 2018, since the COVID-19 pandemic. Ooh. In the meantime, the CEO dismissed any criticism that the odds offered by BetOnline may not be based on factual data. He confirmed that just like with any other professional event, BetOnline did weeks of research to arrive at credible and relevant odds overall. The markets covered feature only the top tier divisions, whatever that means.
Top tier?
I don't know what that means.
I'm hungry. Kelly, so if I say something wrong, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just want to know. So Kelly initially said, yes, this is fine. I still don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about
this.
I think it's fine. So it would just depend on what the bets are.
Yeah, I mean, well, granted, so let's say, you know, in prop bets for non-special Olympics and non-special sports, you can't bet that someone's going to, like, break their ankle because it's in bad taste. So I would assume that you wouldn't be able to do anything that's in bad taste in this arena as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's got. Like that's it. What I'm saying. It's got to be stuff like Gatorade, and I don't know what else there would be. Yeah,
what color? What color shoes they're wearing?
Shoes,
I'm
shorts.
Pretty sure there's winners. There's winners.
All right, I gotta
there's
look
gold
it up
medalists.
Now.
I thought they all got a gold medal, man.
I mean, maybe I'm sure everyone gets a participant. I mean, even in, when you're in the Olympics, you get some sort of recognition that you made it to the Olympics. They get something.
It's yeah. true.
First gold medal awarded at the World Games. And this was in, oh, what year? What year? Doesn't have a year on it. So, I don't know. That, oh, 2019. Thousands of athletes engaged. Yaritza picked up a gold medal in powerlifting, 24 sports. It doesn't really elaborate too much, but they did in 2019 award their first gold medal.
Okay, so maybe they just started doing it. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I just pulled up frequently asked questions about the Special Olympics to see. Let's see. Okay, this is just the Special Olympics except plan. Okay. All right, this is all about donating and stuff. Never mind. I just wanted to, I want to see if they hug, if there's a hug at the end, because now I want to go back and put this girl on blast. You know what I mean? Like, why'd you lie to me? Said you were a hugger, you know?
She was actually a participant. She was an athlete in the games.
That would explain a lot.
That explains a lot. I don't know, man. I still don't know. I feel like you, with all these things, you can look at it and frame it in certain ways, and in some ways it goes, yeah, it's fine. And then you can say certain things and go, oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. No, that's bad. I don't know. They're getting 10 grand from the – I don't know how much betting is going to be done on it. I guess that's a good thing. Pay them off. Sure. I don't know. I still have no idea.
Ooh, anyways. Chicago Tribune, 1999. Hugger, a huge help at Special Olympics.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Found an article. Here we go, folks. All righty. I'm clicking on it. Here we go. You ready for this? This is merely 24 years ago they wrote this article, and now it's asking me if I want to subscribe. No, I do not. No, I do not.
We probably have to pay.
You son of a bitch. Damn it, Chicago. Anyway, so that's all I needed. Yep, it happens. So there's another one. It says get involved if you want to be a volunteer. Special Olympics Florida. Become a volunteer. It says here coaches, trainers, officials, event organizers, fundraisers, and managers. Okay, no hugger. Maybe it's an old thing. Maybe they did have huggers.
That doesn't sound very appropriate anymore.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well,
yeah, maybe
also,
they don't want you doing
it. Like, we know now that a lot of time people on the spectrum or that mm-hmm. have behavioral issues do not like to be touched. So
right. Yeah, I think that's I think it's an antiquated thing. I think you're right. I think they back in the day they just hugged everybody, and then you know, nowadays people know you know, look, if there's an opportunity to hug a child, so you're going to attract weirdos. So maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, the issue of consent not being able to necessarily mm-hmm. be given to be touched by everybody
wow.
participating.
Yowzers. Well, I say bring the huggers back.
Yeah, wowza.
You know?
Oof. God. What a world we live in now, I tell you.
It's true.